Chapter 1. The First American Cities. It is impossible to imagine modern life without cities. It is true that today the majority of Americans live outside of cities, in the suburbs, small towns, or the countryside. Yet by far, the majority of Americans live in what are called metropolitan areas, that is, a city and the suburbs that surround it. We may live in suburbs, but our lives are focused on cities. They are where the majority of Americans work, where the sports and entertainment so important to us are produced, where the financial systems are controlled, where our medical centers and our museums, concert halls, and other cultural institutions are located. For most Americans, life is centered on cities. Given how important cities are to us today, it is surprising how recently they came among human societies. A few very small cities, hardly more than small towns, sprang up perhaps 10,000 years ago, but there were very few of them in the whole world. Only slowly did cities grow in number and size. As recently as 200 years ago, the vast majority of human beings around the world, over 90%, lived in villages, on farms, or wandered as nomads through prairies and deserts. Nonetheless, cities have always been more important to us than their numbers suggest. Kings, priests, parliaments have usually reigned from cities. The rulers of ancient cities like Rome, Alexandria, Babylon, and Peking often dominated huge areas of land around them. And in more recent times, it was people living in cities like Venice, Paris, Timbuktu, and Tenochtitlan that commanded their cultures, producing the ideas and the wealth that made their societies important. The English people who first came to America lived in small villages or on farms scattered across the countryside. But very quickly, towns began to arise. At first, these were seaports, growing naturally at good harbors, frequently where rivers or bays connected with the Atlantic Ocean, like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. At these places, products from the inland fields and farms.